Next winery is Leconfield. Leconfield. How do you pronounce it?
Well, some say Leconfield, some say Leconfield. I think it's Leconfield. Yep. I think the official is Leconfield. Leconfield wines have recently, a little like Brands, again, unfortunately for Brands and Leconfield, major renovations and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
So they were shut, opened up and had to close for a while. But it's beautiful. It's a sort of almost like a Spanish-style hacienda-style building.
Yeah, stunning.
As you're rolling up to it. And there's beautiful big atrium, very comfortable surroundings. And they do some seated flights as well, which is really great fun. But the staff will give you some cards basically with the detailing the wines, and you basically pick out your five or six cards. They'll pour the wines, bring them over and discuss and go through the various different varietals. They have some traditional Cabernets, Shiraz, etc., and beautiful Chardonnay. So it's one place that we do go and take people if they're traditionally not huge fans of Chardonnays. I know you tried it yesterday.
I tried it before I knew what it was, and I commented, "Oh, this is lovely."
Mm.
That was a common comment all day. But and then I said, "What is it?" And it was a Chardonnay, and I'm a bit scarred from the 1980s Chardonnay. So I openly admit I'm not a huge fan of Chardonnay, but I was converted.
We do get a few that we convert across. Great thing with Leconfield, Paul Gordon and Greg Foster, the winemakers there, incredibly talented people, as is all the team at Leconfield, but they've also produced some really beautiful Bordeaux style blends. So they've got one at the moment called the Cabernets, which Greg has developed, and it's a blend of three varietals, a lot softer. Again, it's that if you're not into tannins and you don't want a big heavy Cabernet, this is one you can pour a glass, have it by itself, or match it with food. It goes down a treat.
That's a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc and Merlot.
Yeah.
Oh, and how pleased am I to see Merlot. I'm a wussy red drinker. I don't like a lot of tannins, but to hear, I love Merlot, and everybody laughs at me, but down here Merlot is big.
It's nice and rich.
Rich and full and chocolatey and velvety.
It's beautiful. Mm. And we actually saw a couple of sparkling Merlots as well.
Yes.
Oh, adds a whole new level of danger to me.
But something that I think has been I've enjoyed with Leconfield wines is Paul has been doing the Bordeaux, the varietals used in Bordeaux blends and doing straight varieties. Yes. So Merlot, Cabernet Franc and Petit Verdot, as well as obviously Cabernet Sauvignon. And having Cabernet Franc so prominent in Coonawarra makes so much sense, considering it is one of the parent grapes to Cabernet Sauvignon. So it's great to see some straight
straight varieties.
Showcasing
that particular
grape. I think it also allows people the opportunity to see what it is they're picking up in some blends that they may otherwise not be able to pinpoint. So that if you're picking up a nice rich violet fruit, softness in a wine, you'll then have a straight Petit Verdot and you go, oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. I think this is one of the real benefits of coming on a tour where you're tasting things. And I always say to people, go in with an open mind. I already said I don't really like Chardonnay, but here I am. I will taste Chardonnay because I love to be nicely surprised. And with the Cab Franc down here, the Merlot, all those different varieties, this is your chance to come out and give it a go. And you might have that light bulb moment where you go, oh, actually, that's really nice.
Well, there's only one rule that one rule you must follow, or one question you must answer, I should say, when you come on tour with us. And if we say, do you like it? There's a yes or a no. And if you like it, you swallow it. If you don't, you tip it out and try something else. Exactly. That's as difficult and as challenging as coming on tour with us is.
That's a good idea.
If you don't like it, don't drink it. That's fine. No one gets offended and everybody's palate is different.
Yes. And no question is a stupid question.
No, not at all.
Except the one unasked.
Exactly. Yes, the unasked question is the worst question.
Absolutely.
So jump in. People want to expose the industry and the processes, whether it be viticulture or winemaking, to they really want to talk about what they do. So
yes, yeah. Come in, ask questions, get involved. They're very passionate, proud, and you don't have to feel at all intimidated.
Yeah.
There's a lot more than picking, crushing and bottling.
All right. We had a whistle stop tour at the Whistle Post.
We did. Whistle Post is owned and run by the Smybert family. Ostensibly Brian, who is the father, and Angus is the son. they've been growers and producers for many years here in Coonawarra, and they have produced their own wine, but they haven't had a cellar door. So going back, I think it's about 3 years now, they bought a purchased a property just on the outskirts of Penola. So Penola basically butts onto the beginning of Coonawarra. So it virtually flows out of Penola into Coonawarra. Mm-hmm. Very, very easy and very central. Beautiful, stunning cellar door, as we saw yesterday. Beautiful surroundings.
Beautiful big function space as well.
Yeah, they also built a functioning winery / events centre. So they've got, it can double as, you know, it's ostensibly a winery, but they've also held, I think Angus said yesterday, they've got 10 weddings booked in.
Including his own
at some stage. He's been trying to get married there for a while, but people keep booking in, so he keeps getting bumped. His dad keeps bumping him down the order, which I'm sure he's fine with. But stunning wines. They do about 6 or 7 wines, and they are looking to build a business there that is centred around not only the wines, but also having people come relax in the afternoon. So Whistle Post, because being so close to town, they're open later, so they're open till about 6 p.m. So you can arrive in town, come in for a drink, sit on the decking, enjoy a cheese board on the rugs on the lawn, and still then go and check into your accommodation and then go to dinner. So it's a really good, I'm sure you wouldn't mind me saying it, like a wedgie stop on when you arrive in the region.
Absolutely.
And you're excited, you're ready to have your big long.
Views are gorgeous. Yeah, the wine's great.
It is.
And he's one of the young guns in the region.
Yep.
He's just full of knowledge and passion.
Yep, annoyingly 33, so, you know.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what they've achieved. But it's also nice to see that the focus is still the grapes.
Yep.
Very much involved still in the viticulture side, and that's always going to be the case.
Yeah, as you saw yesterday, they bought themselves invested in a grape harvester.
He was very proud of the grape harvester. He's very proud of
his. It's a very impressive piece of machinery. If you've ever seen a grape harvester in action, if you haven't, come to Coonawarra during vintage, and we might even be able to get you on top.
Very impressive piece of machinery.
It is.
And our last stop for the day. Last but not least, this was probably one of my favourites, Raiders Estate. Again, right on the edge of the little township of Penola. And it's just an eye-opener. And they have the most amazing label. And it's all got to do with goats.
Yes.
Now, I'll let Kerry explain the connection.
Oh, okay, so goats. So goats were, and I'll see if I can get this right, Chris... So Steve and Emma Raiders have produced this label and own and run this particular cellar door. Steve's father, Chris, was brought up over in Greece, grew up with goats, loved his goats. So when he moved here, started with his raising his own goats. So he owns the property where the cellar door is at the moment and built the beautiful big shed.
Yes.
Steve and them now for the use for their functions.
Now, the goats have a huge part of their very eco-friendly, bordering on organic. They do everything organic, minus the certification.
The certification, effectively.
So the goats are used, aren't they, in between vintage, after vintage?
After vintage, yes. They come in and they gobble up all the things that you don't want in your vineyard after everything's been picked, and then fertilise it back into the ground.
That's right. And they reduce the risk of disease.
Yep.
And they fertilise it. They get rid of the weeds. They're just amazing.
They add a lot of the woody weeds too. So the majority of the vineyards here run sheep in the vineyards outside of vintage. But sheep tend to only eat down, where goats will eat up, down, around,
and
sideways.
And like a bit of bark.
And they eat the woody weeds, which is half the job. So quite often when the guys come through to clean up and do the pruning and that sort of thing, a lot of the work's been done for them. And again, that, as Kerry said, the organic matter that goes back into the soil. It's a wonderful method of revitalising your vineyard after you've picked the fruit.
Yeah. And just a great addition to what the family has to offer at that property, I suppose. As Carolyn had the joy of doing so, the goats are often outside of their... their little working stint on the vineyard will go down to the southern vineyard, and you may even get the opportunity to go down and visit the goats down there Chris.
Chris said to me, there's a goat, there's a kid been born, 3 hours. So he took me down to have a look. It was the cutest little thing. It's just a lovely part and such a point of difference for this winery.
Yeah, and if you don't get to do that with Chris, you get to have a coffee. So
oh,
a
yes, Greek coffee.
He loves just bringing complimentary Greek coffees out to our guests and having a chat. And he's full of some great stories and both from, you know, his history, Greek history, but and also the Kunawara history.
That's right. And what they've got going future, there's some amazing plans.
They're basically building a big retreat.
Churning away in the background, which we can't announce.
Can't go,
that's
yeah,
not,
too much.
That's but not for us to
There's
announce,
going to be some amazing accommodation options coming up in the next couple of years that the Raiders family are offering, will be offering. It's going to transform the Limestone Coast, to be honest with you. It's very, very exciting.
Very exciting. Great forward-thinking family, really punching...
They're entrepreneurs, aren't they?
They really are.
And speaking of exciting things happening, I believe you guys have got something that we can't announce yet.
No, it's...
But there's really exciting plans for visitors to South Australia to be able to see the five major wine regions.
Yeah, it's we've got a... We're building a product at the moment that effectively will be... I suppose providing a wine passport, if you like. So if you want like-minded to ourselves, quality tourism operators that will do everything for you. You can book once and everything's done for you, and it's going to cover off the five sort of major wine regions in South Australia. It's coming up. We're just working on it at the moment, but we're really excited. It's never been done in the country before that we are aware of. Certainly, it hasn't been done in South Australia.
No.
So it's going to allow the traveller to have us design a multi-region passport, if you like.
Right, so you'll be seeing SA's best.
Ah, yes.
With SA's best.
It's taste the best of SA with SA's best.
That's fabulous.
You can't have too many Cabernets and then try and say that three times. Yes. So.
We've
only had coffee.
Exactly, yes. We've only had the coffee.
And the whole intent is that we all approach, each of the four operators approach their tours in a similar fashion. So... Even though you'll get different characters, you'll still get the same quality of product and experience with each of us.
And extra inclusions and things like that. We're behind the scenes, really high-end exclusive stuff.
Beautiful. Yeah. And from our chat today, you can see that your insight into the industry and the region is amazing. Your contacts are extensive. And just the love, the passion for everything is wonderful. We need to end on that because I've been keeping you here for way too long.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It's been a joy
touring the region with you. If anybody wants some more information or wants to get an idea of what Simon and Kerry Mears do at Kunawara Experiences, your website, we'll have details below, but your website is?
Website is www.kunawaraexperiences.com.au, or you can call us on 1-800-861-190.
All right. Thank you, guys, very much.
Thank you,
Carolyn. Thanks, Carolyn.